In our continuing effort to promote local and Canadian culture here on thecommentary.ca, I'm pleased to talk about a terrific grassroots effort dedicated to promoting Canadian films. The First Weekend Club is an organization dedicated to boosting to boost attendance in theaters whenever a Canadian film debuts. It seems that smaller Canadian pictures have to compete with their bigger American counterparts. Thus, if a film doesn't do well at the box office in its opening weekend, theaters are loath to keep the films running. Joining me this morning to talk about the First Weekend Club and their efforts at promoting fine Canadian films is its executive director, Anita Adams. Please welcome to thecommentary.ca, Anita Adams. Good morning, Ms. Adams.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Where did the idea for the First Weekend Club come from?
Well, I've been working with writers and directors for the last 6 years in promoting provocative screenplays through something called the Alibi Unplugged script reading series. And from that, I've learnt about the plight of Canadian films in that they open up in a theater and within a week they're gone and nobody has heard of them, much less seen them. And I thought, I wonder if, my naivety at the time, I thought, I wonder if I could do something about that, try to help that in some way. And talked about it with my board of directors. And initially, I was just thinking, oh, maybe we can just show some clips of trailers at our monthly events and, just try to help spread the word that way. And one of my board members thought, well, that's all fine and dandy, but, you've got 200 people coming out. What kind of difference is that going to make? And then another board member, I was familiar with another organization in the States that started up the First Weekend Club in Los Angeles and told me a little bit about it, and I researched it and discovered this organization called the Black Hollywood Education Resource Center was promoting films by African Americans. And after reading up about it more, I thought, wow, this is a brilliant idea, and there's nothing of its nature here in Canada, and we can take that concept and plug it into a niche market with Canadian film. And there it was. We sent out an announcement to our Alibi Unplugged members, and almost instantly just had a tremendous response. Hundreds of people emailed me back and said that they wanted to be involved in this. That was a great idea. And now I'm putting pretty much full-time energy into building First Weekend Club across the country.
Now, is it the same in the States that if a film doesn't do well in the first week, that theaters take them off?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's really, it's all commerce. It's bottom line. And if a film is not going to perform, if the money is not coming in, then theater owners will, bump it to make room for something else that potentially can make them and everyone else money. So, yeah, it absolutely, I think it's fairly universal.
And it doesn't matter in the lower mainland at least, whether it's a Famous Players or a Cineplex Odeon or one of the smaller chains.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter where it's playing.
So when did the organization begin?
We launched First Weekend Club in February 2002 with the release of Guy Bennett's film Punch.
Right, and do you find that people do want to see Canadian films?
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's just a question of having them available in theaters, right?
Yeah, I think there is a negative stigma that is attached to Canadian film, however, that we're challenged with to change. But there's Canadian films at all the film festivals. They sell out. People are lining up to go see these films because they think they're not going to have a chance to see them again anywhere else. And there's some really great films. So our job is to, inform people that there is another venue for them, and they are in theaters, and we want to tell you about them. So we're just lining up members to point them in the direction of where the Canadian films are going to be opening.
Besides regular film fans, you do have funding and support from other organizations, including Telefilm Canada, right?
Yes, Telefilm Canada is a major supporter of First Weekend Club and have been really helpful in helping us to build it, not only from a financial perspective, but just as far as human resources and giving us some insights and really going to bat for us to help build it across the country.
Now, what's the association with Vancouver Film Studios?
They are sponsoring First Weekend Club and have donated office space for us, right in the heart of the film center, or sorry, the film studios there, which is fantastic. So we're really getting to, you know, see what's going on and meet a lot of Canadian filmmakers when they're in town doing different things. So it's very exciting being right there.
You mentioned the stigma attached to Canadian films. Why do you think that's there? Why do you think people just are apprehensive about going to Canadian films?
Well, I think there are a number of Canadian films that are bleak. You know, they're darker, they're bleaker. So there's that. But that's not true for all films. I mean, there's just, we do seem to have a lot of dark stories that come out. But I think also that part of it is we're so accustomed to seeing American films and with these, you know, $50 million budgets, and the production value for these high-budget films are something we just can't compete with. So you almost become trained to expect that when you're going to see a film in theaters. And Canadian films, they can't compete in that same category. So, you know, there's that we're up against. So we really have to shine in the stories that are being told. And it's just going to take some time to break out of that mold and break out of that stigma that Canadian films do not create great stories. But we do. There's some amazing things in the theaters right now.
In the last few months, I've been following Canadian film and such, and I went to that McLean's event on Monday.
Oh, yes.
With Paul Gross and Adam McGuinn. You were there?
Yes,
oh.
I was.
They were talking about Richard Sturzberg, the former head of Telefilm Canada, and his mandate supposedly was to produce more commercial films.
Mm-hmm.
That's since changed. What about Canadian producers catering to that market, trying to make American films? Is that wrong, do you think?
Well, it depends on how you define commercial. I think we need to just tell our stories. And there can be a commercial element to it. I don't have a problem with commercial. You know, what is commercial?
Well, I was thinking, like a big Schwarzenegger, as Adam McGuinn said on Monday, like Canadian films are generally not as violent as American films.
Right.
So let's say like a big blockbuster action film starring,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think that Canadians would want to go see an Adam McGuinn action blockbuster?
Well, again, it's, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I think, the amount of money that goes into a studio release. Like, if you compare independent American films and independent Canadian films, or independent films anywhere in the world, we're all in the same playing field. But when we think of American films, really we're talking about studio release films, and there's so much money that goes in behind those films. For instance, Foolproof, they try to make a big action film with a Canadian budget for a film, and it just doesn't quite compete on the same level. The explosions aren't as grand. The car chases are, kind of meager, it's not the same kind of excitement from that angle. So if you're looking for a big, action hero type movie, then, the Americans, the studio releases, they do it the best. You can't really compete with that. But if you're looking for a really rich story, character-driven story, I mean, we Canadians make some amazing films. Some really, really deep, funny, emotional films. We really cross the board with the different types of films that we come out with. Just we don't compete on the grand action hero type adventure films.
I was talking to Brian Johnson last week from McLean's, and he was saying that Canadian films suffer from the fact that, unlike popular music, and television, which have Canadian content regulations, films in Canada don't get that same sort of safety net, that same sort of support. Do you think that the government should step in and perhaps have quotas and that sort on television or in terms of promotion and budgets?
You know what, I don't know about that. I have mixed feelings on it. Sometimes, you know, depending on who I'm talking to and you know, I listen to their point of view and I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, it's like, how much involvement do we want with the government? I believe that Canadian films are great. We come up with some great stories, and they should stand on their own. But then, you know, I was directly involved in an experience which was very upsetting with promoting Carl Bisai's film, Emile, about a year or so ago.
That's the Ian McKellen picture, right?
Yes, that's right, Ian McKellen picture. And it outperformed a number of films on opening weekend at Tinseltown. However, another film, American film, Searchlight Production film, basically said to the theater owners that you cannot pull our film, even though Emile did better than our film. We've got to deal with you. It's staying. And the theater owner has, you know, an allegiance to these studios who bring in, you know, big money for them. So what I want to see is an even playing field. If we can have, you know, if everybody had the same rules, and if a big American film tanks, then it gets pulled, just like a Canadian film would get pulled if it tanks. But if a Canadian film does better in the box office, then it should have the right to stay there. And that's where I have a real issue with. As far as legislating the government, I really don't know. I'm not sure. I'm kind of have two minds on that.
Now, with Alibi Unplugged, you probably have some experience with developing screenplays. Is it hard to make a Canadian movie in this market today?
Well, it's never easy. You know, I don't know if it's easy to make it, you know.
Well, I was just thinking because America is so much bigger with more people and a bigger market that it's probably easier to make a film there. Or to get the funding necessary and to get the actors and such.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I thought what Adam Agoyan said at the at that talkback series the other night was really interesting. That he chose to stay in Canada to make films because he can maintain control of his film, whereas you know in the States you make your film and it's you know you lose so much control of it, and you know so. To me, I think that Canada presents a lot of great opportunities for filmmakers, especially with the digital revolution. You know, you can go out and make a film for, you know, pretty low cost. But it's always challenging to get those pieces of funding together. I know a lot of filmmakers who have, you know, so much of the money in place, and if they don't get that last, you know, $200,000 or whatever, or you know, another $1 million, then the broadcaster's going to pull out and they're back to square one. So, you know, it's challenging. And telefilm and the funding, you know, it's like government funding has been cut back in that regard. And a lot of people are competing for the same funds. So it's, you know, but I don't know how different it is now than it was 10 years ago or how that's all going to change.
But Canadian films are still... They're brilliant, aren't they?
I think so. I mean, we have our duds. we've got a mixed bag of the good and the bad.
You know, I was just thinking about Paul Gross and Don McKellar for two examples. They're extremely talented. We have such great talents. I mean, Paul Gross is a producer, director, and writer. Most people just know him as the Mountie from Due South.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how. Actually, I would say he's quite brilliant. I mean, as a screenwriter, at least.
Mm.
What are you working on now? Promoting? What's the next film that you're promoting?
The next film that we're working on, and I'm really excited about, is a project called Seven Times Lucky by Gary Yates, and it stars Vancouver's Babs Chula and Kevin Pollock, and it's kind of a con heist movie. It's really clever. It's very well done. After seeing that, I saw it about a year ago in Winnipeg for the National Screen Institute Film Exchange, and I walked out thinking, oh, I'm proud that's a Canadian film. And that's such a great feeling when you walk out of a movie theater knowing it's Canadian and feeling proud that it was made here. So that opens on March 25th. And I think it's opening at the Granville. I'll have to check my website for that. And then there's a couple other films that are coming up. St. Ralph, that is opening a few weeks following. And that's another really fantastic film. Two films that I encourage people to go see.
How can people get information about the First Weekend Club?
Our website is the best place to go, and that's www.firstweekendclub.ca. And we post information about all the Canadian films that we're made aware of, and that's a challenge too, just being kept in the loop of what's happening and when it's opening. And then we also include information about any parties or First Weekend Club events where we're going to be bringing the filmmaker or stars for Q&As. And we often do post-screening receptions or parties with those people right after an opening weekend screening. So we invite our members to come and join us for that.
And they can sign up for a membership. How much does a membership cost?
Membership is free.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
And they can sign up for an email and
yeah. Yeah, they can sign up, and we will send out a couple emails a month, just letting you know what's going on with First Weekend Club as far as what Canadian films are being screened. And that's pretty much it. Sometimes we'll make a call for volunteers, or we have promotional passes that we like to give away. We've got a lot of giveaways that we do, too. So it's worth joining.
It is, and I do recommend firstweekendclub.ca. Anita Adams, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.